You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust. And to celebrate the incoming new year and inspired by the opportunity provided in the creation of last week's program for All Things Cage, to listen to all manner of music by John Cage as performed and recorded over the years by last week's guest, the celebrated pianist and conductor Stephen Drury. Let's listen this week to some unusual works by Cage, also by Stephen Drury, scored for Enhanced Orchestra, etc. from 1973, and etc. 2 for orchestras from 1985. As Drury writes in his excellent liner notes for the Mode Records CD 86, on which the two works first appeared, duality, contradiction, choice, freedom, and anarchy are the themes animating both. Multiplicity and mirrors are everywhere. Multiplicity of performing options, multiplicity of ensembles, multiplicity of conductors. Tape music and live music, standard and unconventional notation, repetition and non-repetition. Each piece contains contradictory elements, and the elements of each piece find their reflections in the other, sometimes corresponding, sometimes changing into their opposite. There is constant foot traffic on stage. The several conducted groups and soloists play simultaneously against each other. The sounds on the pre-recorded tapes, which play throughout both compositions, made in the environments in which the pieces were written, become the sonic environments in which the live music is played. After a few words about each work, based on Drury's liner notes, we'll listen to both as released on Mode Records 86, Cage Edition 21, Orchestral Works 2, performed by the New England Conservatory Symphony Orchestra and the Calathumpian Consort, Stephen Drury, director. Conductors across the two works were Drury himself, Tamara Brooks, Charles Peltz, Marcia Hassett, and Laurie K. Redmer. The first recording of two major orchestral works by John Cage was recorded under the composer's supervision at the New England Conservatory's John Cage Festival in 1981. John Cage's Etc. was created for the Ballet de l'Opéra Paris premiere performance of Cunningham's Enjeu Urdu, which took place on November 6, 1973, lasting 90 minutes with stage decor and costumes by Jasper Johns, assisted by his collaborator, the late British artist and designer Mark Lancaster. The instrumentation of Etc. includes empty, inverted cardboard boxes that, when struck, create sounds that may be likened to the rustling of leaves and the patter of raindrops. Thus, the work belongs with other of Cage's environmental pieces of the time, Branches from 1976 and Child of Tree from 1975, which make use of plant materials. The tape employed in performance was created by David Berman, a musician associated with Cunningham, and includes the sounds of birds, wind, and distant traffic recorded in Stony Point, New York, where John Cage was then living. As Drury writes, in orchestral music, the conductor plays the role of government. The critic and writer on 20th century music, Peter Yates, once described composer-conductor Pierre Boulez's role in his own works as that of a traffic cop. Cage was politically uncomfortable with exploiting this role in his composition. Thus, in Etc., the musicians begin without conductor and move at their own option to one of three stations. Each station is provided with two, three, or four chairs, respectively, facing one of three conductors. When a station is fully occupied, the conductor begins beating. While music is provided in the score for flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, trumpet, horn, tuba, strings, six percussionists, and two pianists, etc., may be performed by an ensemble of any size. The two pianists, unable to move with their instruments, are given their own notated instrumental music, which they may play at any time. They become, in effect, stations that consist of only one player. Let's have a listen to John Cage's Etc.
Thank you. preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.